Business development and recruitment is an ongoing process in Ellis County. From Grow Hayes, Executive Director Doug Williams shares with us some of the latest developments here in the area on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're kind of in the dog days of summer here, where everybody's just trying to figure out how to stay cool. But we continue to work on different things and have different projects going, whether it be our micro factory or housing development or our retail recruitment efforts.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, because one of the big things that's happened, I think, down in your organization this year is you've brought extra staff in. You've got a couple of people now working for you that's kind of their whole thing is bringing in or analyzing and trying to recruit some of these businesses that Hayes and the greater Ellis County region need.
It is. We brought on two people this year. David Klingen came on in January, and his focus is business recruitment as well as retaining the businesses we have. And then James Robin joined us in June, and he's focused on business development, which is primarily entrepreneurship, starting up new businesses, as well as special projects, because we've got a couple of, the micro factory and housing developments and things that we're working on, and we were stretched pretty thin. So we've got more resource now, and it's been really good. We've got a lot of things going. I wish I could point my finger at a couple things, say they're all done, but there are a lot of things in the works. So now we've got adequate resource to dedicate towards getting some things like that done.
Love it. And as I say, we've seen some businesses come into Hayes and in Ellis County in the last 6 months or so. And, that development seems to continue. One of the things that we were chatting about before we got on was the need for space, though, which I thought was really interesting, because you brought up a good point. When you really come down to it, there's not a lot of available properties for a large big box retailer to come in.
Well, there really isn't, and one of the things that large big box retailers look for, particularly in small markets, is they look for a second or third generation facility because the cost of constructing a new facility is just way too much in a community like ours. Land prices on North Vine are quite high, and construction costs, obviously, we all know how high those are. And so the ability to come in, build a new location, and start up from scratch is a much different financial equation than it is to find a 20, 30, 40-year-old building and occupy it. Considerably different. My daughter-in-law, who was from Pittsburgh, Kansas, she sent me a text last night, and she said that Pittsburgh, Kansas is getting the Marshalls. And we'd love to have Marshalls in Hayes. But they're going in an old Goodies store, which is 20, 30 years old. And
for those maybe younger folks, Goodies sold music, I think, right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
I barely remember.
I think kind of like Hastings was here.
Yeah.
An entertainment type store selling, renting out DVDs and selling what used to be the music the way we used to buy it, CDs, or if you're as old as me, vinyl or 8-tracks. But they're going in that location. And just to give an example of the difference in what the rental situation might be, those buildings rent by the square foot typically on an annual basis. So if you've got, let's just say, 10,000 square feet and it rents for $4 a square foot, that's $40,000 a year. Well, a new build would cost $20 a square foot or $200,000 a year. So it's considerably different. And so in some ways, we're victims of our own success and the fact that we don't have many empty buildings. And as a consequence, it's a different game we have to play to recruit people into the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this was one of the things that we talked about with the Downtown Hayes Development Corporation. As they were working to kind of rebuild downtown and get more businesses, they had the same problem. They're virtually full.
They are. It's almost impossible to find a spot downtown. I know we had a lady in the office here a few weeks ago that's going to be opening another business downtown. And it was not easy for her to find a spot. I mean, she had to look, and there's only one or two spots, and one of them, I think, has some major structural issues that have to be dealt with. So that kind of takes that out of the equation.
That's no fun when you're taking over the business and dealing with that.
So until those are dealt with, that location is not going to work. So space is a big issue. And building it is not an easy thing to do. It's not a lot unlike housing. You know, the cost to build housing right now is so high that it becomes a challenge to construct homes that are affordable and that can fall into the right price range to meet a workforce's needs.
And it's not like somebody can just put up a building and have a business come in, because that cost of that piece is going to get in the way, even if it's someone else is trying to do that as a commercial venture, right?
You rarely see speculative construction of retail space from the standpoint of a large building. Now, we do have some space in front of the Hilton Garden Inn that is yet to be occupied. I know there's at least two or three different things going on there, and I think we'll see some activity in that spot pretty quick with a couple of those slots being filled. But 20, 30, 40,000 square feet, that's a pretty risky venture to go out there and just put up a building when you're going to pay anywhere from $7 to $20 a square foot for the land. So if you equate that into the cost per acre, that's $300,000 to $800,000 per acre for commercial land. And then you put up a building that's going to cost $100 to $150 a square foot. It just, nobody's going to do that on a if you build it, they will come situation in today's environment.
So I'm curious, you know, what do you guys do down there at Grow Hayes to help alleviate the situation?
Well, we try and work with existing property owners as well as the local government entities to find incentives that can bridge that gap. You know, a CID, which is a community investment incentive district, allows a retailer to add sales tax to the current rate, and that extra 1 to 2% that they charge can go back towards their costs associated with building a building or doing that kind of thing. So there's one at the mall, a 1% CID, so everything that you buy at the mall has 1% added to it, which goes, you know, they've agreed to put towards the facility, parking lot, interior improvements, and that kind of thing. Same thing can be done with a new construction project, and that helps bridge that gap. But it's difficult, you know, it's a challenging situation. There's only so many tools in the toolkit, and it's a challenge to kind of make that all work, and that's why retail development is pretty slow, not to mention the challenges that retail has overall, with online being so prevalent and bricks and mortar being so expensive. The business models for retailers is changing considerably, and so that presents challenges too. There just aren't that many that are looking to expand.
You know, from a buyer perspective, if you want to support local and you're in that situation where you can't find what you need, there isn't a retail shop locally that does that, what's the best option? How do people, you know, make that the best decision for the local community?
Well,
or is there a good solution?
It's a difficult solution. I mean, if you can't find what you need or want locally, your choices are to go someplace else and get it, or open up Amazon and order it.
Now, we all know Amazon is, you know, in terms of community support, it's not a community partner. They rarely pay taxes. They're just starting to get to where they're forced to do that. So that's kind of the bigger piece, is like, how do we find businesses that support what we're trying to do here in Hayes, Kansas, or anybody in our listening area?
Well, we certainly feel that there are certain businesses where there is a sufficient market here that they could do well here. You know, I mentioned Marshall's in Pittsburgh. I think a Marshall's at TJ Maxx, something like that, would do well here. So we have to, and we're talking to these people all the time. And you know, I think a lot of people think, well, you just call them up and they just come here. That's really not the case. They know a great deal about our community already, and they have certain communities on their radar for expansion. And if you meet these criteria, which are population numbers, the moderate income numbers, you know, all of those pull factor, which we have a very good pull factor. We have a wide trade area. They know all that, so they can plug that in, and they can pretty much nail it on what their sales are going to be in a market like ours. So then it comes to, what are our operating expenses going to be? Can we get our operating expenses to a level that make it work for us in that market. And then the last piece of the puzzle, which is a serious problem, is workforce. Somebody comes to town, they need 100 workers. That's a tough nut to crack because they aren't available. And so where are they going to come from? You're going to steal them from those existing businesses. And that's a difficult situation as well. So lots of challenges out there right now, but you just got to keep plugging.
Yeah, I know you mentioned we do talk about this quite a bit, the housing piece of this. There is some activity there that is looking to help that situation, at least in the immediate future, right? We've got some apartment buildings that are kind of plans are coming together.
Well, there are. We've got an apartment complex that's been approved at the corner of 4th and Fort, 36 units over the next couple of years. We had a couple of developers in town this week that are considering apartment complexes in the community, and we need them. We've got single family homes, obviously, in the Tallgrass addition that are going up, and that helps. So the more inventory we can build, the better. We really believe that, you know, it is the old saying, if you build it, they will come. We believe that our community has so much going for it, and if we can resolve the housing situation, a lot of people will choose to locate here. And that will obviously bolster the workforce and help us recruit some other businesses.
You know, I know there's no magic lever on any of this, and it's not like you're down there like, oh, we need a little bit more housing, a little bit more retail, a little bit more restaurants. There's no way to do that. But, you know, I'm curious, like, how do you come to the conclusions or the numbers, I guess, is the real question, to kind of keep it all in check? Because, you know, you don't want too many workers to move into Hayes. You don't want too few. You need the right spot for the business recruitment and all that. And it all kind of seems like it works together quite a bit.
Well, it is all a balancing act. You know, I think we don't have the issues that some communities have associated with growth. We have had growth, but it's been slow. It's been steady. Some of that is limited by our water capacity. You know, there are certain types of industry that we can't recruit because of the water capacity. That's a blessing in some ways and a curse in others. It just depends. But it is a fine balance, and it's never, ever going to be in sync. You know, there's always going to be parts that are doing well at a given time and then parts that aren't doing well. But a lot of what we are involved with now, I believe, is not necessarily the recruitment of business. Yes, we do that. But the recruitment of people is just as important. There are literally millions of Americans that are looking to migrate away from metropolitan areas. They're expensive. We think housing's expensive here. We have no clue. No
Truly.
Clue whatsoever. And there are millions of people that are looking to get out of the rat race, the traffic, the cost, the crime, and that kind of thing. And we think we've got a great story, but we have to tell them. You know, they have to know about us. And that's part of what our Imagine Ellis County group is to get this word out. We've got a initiative going on where we are getting our message out to the eastern slope of Colorado. We think that's a great area to prospect in. And we've got the videos that we're showing them about people, testimonials, basically talking about the quality of life here and that kind of thing. So recruiting people is just as important to us as recruiting business at this point in time.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're going to continue to help out with that.
We'll do everything we can.